Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. Let's give God a shout of praise. It is a pleasure, an honor, and a privilege to be in the house of God this morning. As a corporate body, we have the ability to usher in the presence of God with our longing, with our desire to meet with Him one-on-one. And there, the impact of the corporate anointing is not lost on me, and I pray that it's not lost on you, because it's when the body of Christ comes together of one mind, one heart, and one hunger after the move of God that miracles begin to occur. So if you need supernatural healing or supernatural freedom, if you need supernatural deliverance from poverty, whatever it is you have need of in your life, it happens in this corporate anointing. Your praise, the level of your praise, will be directly related to the level of God's anointing in this house. So my prayer is that you came in ready to watch God move and to move God. And then God will move miraculously in your life. Heavenly Father, our heart is to worship you. We hunger for you. We desire you. Lord, we need you and are desperate in the same way that we are desperate for air. We are desperate for you to move in our lives, to show up in this place today. And Father, we will cry out and cry out and cry out and cry out and cry out until we got all of you that we can get. Drench us.
If you know that God is good and God is great and He's greatly to be praised, come on, y'all.
Jesus' name.
Jesus, you're the beautiful one. We
beautiful one. We love. Just sing how we love. How we love you. King of kings. How we love you. Lord of lords.
How we love you.
Sing how. Sing it out. Sing glory to the righteous one.
Hallelujah.
So you
came and
and you thought I so you cleaned me up, and you thought I
was to die for.
So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth, yes you did. Hallelujah, you thought I you thought I was worth, so you cleaned me up when I didn't deserve it. Yeah. And you sacrificed. So I, yeah, so I can be whole.
So I can tell everyone I know.
Come on and sing it out. Sing glory to the God who changes my life.
Yeah.
Sure. Pass, and the priest came out of the most holy place. For all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves, keeping themselves to their divisions. And the Levites who were singing, all those of Asaph, Heman, and Juthun, with their sons and with their brethren, stood in the east side of the altar, clothed in white linen, having cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps, and with them 120 priests sounding the trumpets. Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and the singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpet and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good and his mercy endures forever." that the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Yeah. You know, it's been our prayer. I thank God. You know, we're very special, and I need you to understand that. We have a very special church. God has always blessed us with a very strong anointing. But I've been praying. My heart's been crying out to God for a few years now. Lord, thank you for your anointing, and thank you just for your presence. But God, we want your glory to fill the house. God, we want the cloud of heaven to fill every nook and cranny of this building in Jesus' name. You see, what happened was the glory filled the house so strong that the priest couldn't even remain standing. It's not that they chose to kneel, but when you're in the glory of God, it changes everything. It's not just, hi, I went to church today. But the presence of God is so thick that you just bow before him. Father, our hearts are simple, God. We want more of you. Yeah, there it is. We want more of you, Jesus. We want more of your glory. God, we are unsatisfied with what we have. Lord, we thank you for where you brought us. But God, we have that insatiable hunger within our hearts for more of Jesus. God, it doesn't matter where we've been. It doesn't matter what we've done. Lord, you've got such an amazing plan for where you want to take us. And God, we can't do it without your glory. We declare, even as Moses said, if you don't go before us, God, we're not going anywhere. We want more of you, Jesus. We want more of you, Jesus. Show us your glory. Lord, when our hearts are filled in one accord with one praise, we ask that your glory will fall in such a manner that, Lord, there's only one that will ever get glory, and that's you. You share your glory with no one. And Father, we don't want to. We just want you to show up so godlike that each one of us can only say one thing. I've been in the presence of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for what you're going to do in this service. We thank you for what you're already doing. God, I pray you put that insatiable desire in our heart, Lord, for more of Christ. Lord, we'll always be chasing after you. In Jesus' name. God's healing somebody. There's an individual. You have an athletic wound on your right, what do you call that? Right here. No, it's not your calf. Your right thigh. Right dead center. Here's your pain right here. That was caused by an injury in sports. And you're wondering if you're going to be able to continue. If you start moving that right now, you'll find the glory of God's healing you right where you're at. In the name of Jesus, pain will all be gone. You won't have to worry about it. The Lord's just healing you completely and all set. Amen. Father, we thank you that if you'll heal one, you'll heal us all. So Lord, whatever sickness and disease is represented in this house, we declare it has no right upon a child of God. We rebuke the spirit of infirmity in Jesus' name. We command you to come off people, God. We command that spirit to come off the people in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you'll just heal our bodies from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. And Lord, we'll walk healthy, wealthy, and wise. God, you'll bless your house for the glory of heaven. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Isn't God good? How many of you love Jesus this morning? Amen. Why don't you go find somebody you don't know, shake their hands and say, good morning. You look just marvelous. We are a friendly church. Be friendly to somebody.
HT family, it is time to settle on into your seats and pay attention to the announcements that are up and coming.
His Tabernacle Family Church is having their annual Welcome Home Weekend. It's a free family fun event. There will be group games, inflatables, free food, and more. Mark your calendars for September 22nd. You can win a free resort getaway for two. Saturday is the Welcome Home Family Picnic. Go to our website to register your dish to pass. We will also be having a special production by His Tabernacle Drama Team. Join us for Welcome Home Weekend.
Are you looking to spice up your marriage? Listen, with our marriage encounter here at His Tabernacle, we want you to hear firsthand from a couple that have experienced the encounter themselves. Listen up.
We attended the marriage encounter with an expectation of growth in our marriage. We've been married for a long time and we had a great marriage, and we just wanted to have God in the center of it and grow in what we had already established for 23 years.
And I, for one, could tell you I had zero expectations going in because our marriage was very healthy and thriving. But coming out of it, we got a lot of tools, a lot of things that we use on a day-to-day basis to help our marriage grow and thrive with God at the center.
The next marriage encounter is November 8th through the 10th. It's only $425. That's less than your mortgage payment in a month. And the growth and expectation that you're going to get from this encounter is well worth it.
What are you doing?
Look what I'm doing.
You're eating during the week of prayer and fasting.
Oh my God! I forgot!
Hey family, something new that we're doing different this year. We're actually holding a second week of prayer and fasting. We're holding it next month from September 10th through the 13th, right here in the sanctuary at 7 p.m. We're intentional here at His Tabernacle. We've had great growth with groups, with our Ithaca campus, and we want to continue growing and end our year out strong. So make sure that you come out and join us for prayer.
I was at an event this last week that was by invitation only, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And as I was there, I was watching the people that were making sure the bathrooms were beautiful, and they were making sure that everybody knew exactly where to sit. And I thought, man, I would scrub toilets to be here today. And that's how I feel about being with you on Sundays. We are so blessed to be in the presence of God every single week. I would scrub toilets in my heels to be here on a Sunday morning in the presence of God. We are a blessed people, a blessed church, and a blessed family. I want to welcome our live stream audience. We are blessed to have one another. Can we give a round of applause just for how God has blessed us with this family and this house? We are so privileged.
I just need to give a shout out to, we have South Carolina, we have North Carolina, we have, what's that? Maryland, we have Hawaii, we have, what was the other one? Florida. Oh, yeah, already Orlando. So we have people from all over the country watching right here. And we just want to welcome you all by watching on live stream.
Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We would also like to welcome our guests this morning. If you are guests, we're going to ask you to raise your hand. We have a gift for you. We're going to give you a packet with some information, a coffee mug. Just go ahead and raise those hands. Keep them up until they find you. Also, we have a tent directly outside the front doors. We would love an opportunity to meet you. So if you would stop by, introduce yourself to us. Our heart is to build relationships in this house in the same way that our Daddy Jesus wants relationship with us. And so we're going to ask that you stop by there. You know, we're in the end times. How many of you know we're in the end times? And the Bible says that the enemy of our soul roams around seeking whom he may devour. And you know, that means that he's not after non-Christians because they're not scary to him. He's after Christians. And it says that even the elect could be deceived. And our church has many opportunities for you to learn the Word of God so that you can be aware of every device that the enemy tries to bring to you in the last days. We have amazing classes, first step, second step, third step. We have great classes that can teach you what you need to know about the Word of God so that you cannot be deceived in these last days. There's false teachings everywhere. We teach the Word of God and only the Word of God, the unadulterated Word of God. And so we want to invite you out on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. for Rock Solid Faith, Wednesday mornings, 9 a.m., Rock Solid Faith, and Thursday nights at 6 p.m., Rock Solid Faith, because we need to be rock solid. Also, next week, starting Monday at 7 p.m., we will have an opportunity for prayer and fasting. I love that our house meets 7:15 in the morning every Sunday morning to prepare the house for you to come and receive what God has for you. But also, we make sure that we give opportunity for prayer and fasting, which is a principle of the Word of God. And in these last days, we need to be in prayer. We need to be mighty. We need to be strengthened. We need to be aware. These are opportunities that God has given you to make sure that you are not part of the elect that are deceived. So make sure that you take advantage of opportunities to learn the Word and to put the Word into practice and to pray the Word. Also, if you have not participated in a group yet, please get into a group. How many of you are in a group? Turn to somebody next to you who doesn't have their hand up and say, get in a group. Take them to yours. Make a new friend. That's what this is all about. So we're going to turn it over to Pastor Rhonda. She's going to bring our tithes and offerings.
Amen. It's so good to be back home with you. We're just getting back from South Africa. Just had an incredible time there bringing the message of no more hurt. But I want to read a scripture to you and explain some of the stuff that I encountered while I was there. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes, and is unwilling to abandon a cheerful, joyful, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. So it was such a divine connection going over there. I met people whose heart was in their giving. And much like this body, they are such givers at every single level. So in the midst of such pain and tragedy and devastation, there was still hope and beauty because of generous givers at every single level. So let me tell you a little bit about what I experienced. We went into a home that was for rescued sex trafficked women. One of the young ladies, her story was she was taken at 5 years old and sold into slavery for 14 years. Now, you would think that's an incredibly painful story, but this girl today is beautiful and full of absolute hope because of generous, prompt-to-do-it people whose heart was in their giving. This home was started by a woman that just opened up her home to these women, and it grew and grew and grew. And they're not able to meet all of the need and the demand, but there were 25 women in this one house, and they have three of them that their lives are literally forever changed. And they bring them Jesus, because Jesus is the only answer, truly, when everything boils down. So it wasn't a humanitarian mission, it was a Jesus mission. And the hope on their faces and the joy in their hearts because of Jesus and generous people. We also went to a home for abandoned babies where there is a box that they can drop their baby in and an alarm goes off. It's a nice soft quilted box. An alarm goes off so they can come and retrieve the babies. But they were finding babies in garbage dumps eaten by rats and dogs. So a woman decided, rather than just complaining about it, to do something. So she created this box that moms could leave their babies in because they're in horrific situations. They can't get help in a hospital. They can't get medical attention. They can't even take care of themselves, let alone take care of a little baby. So they're dropped off in these homes. And so there were also three of those houses. In this house we went to, there were 35 abandoned babies. 35 under the age of one. So it was great devastation, but the hope is they're a Christian group and they adopt these babies out all over the world. So once they're brought in by this generous group of people, you see, it started with one woman, and then she got her friends and her family and her coworkers to join in the generosity. And because of their generosity, these kids have a hope and a future. When they're dropped in that place, you don't look at them and say, oh, there's no hope for your life. No, they have a beautiful hope and a beautiful future from generous, regular people like you and I. And that's why God takes pleasure when we are generous. It brings him great joy when we are generous in our giving. Another place we went to was a drug rehab. And again, just a young, beautiful couple opened up their home to start ministering to people that were addicted on drugs and giving them Jesus. They actually do Celebrate Recovery, and they offer Jesus. They call all the other programs circular because you never get out of it. But when they go in here, they give them Jesus, and their lives have changed. So they started in their home. They outgrew that home, and they were given another one by one of the parents that was so blessed by the transformation in their children. They outgrew that one, and they've been given another piece of property. The two people minister to 72 addicts all by themselves, two people making such a huge difference, just regular people being generous. Amen. Another place that we went, let me try to remember, sorry. Oh, all right. This one is the best of all of them, my favorite, because we see every aspect of life, every walk of life. We went into what we would call a squatter's camp, but they have dignity over there and they call them informal settlements. But it is one of the biggest ones in South Africa, just tin and metal stacked up against itself, like the size of a closet, your closet at home, that's where they live. And in this place, there were 12 ladies that met us in their church building that they had built out of tin and some stuff on the top. They met us there, 12 women who go every single day for the last 2 years, not being paid one dime, just taking Jesus to the people of their community that can't get out. These are the very sick, HIV, tuberculosis. They can't even get out of their homes. So these 12 ladies go into 100 homes a day, making sure that their bedding is cleaned up, that if there happens to be some food, which many times there's not even any food, if they can get medicine supplies, they're giving them medicine, but can't give medicine unless you have food because it has the opposite effect. But sharing Jesus and the love and the power of Jesus with them also. But these ladies that were in that place, so generous, right? They had nothing. Those same ladies lived in that squatter's camp. The one young lady, we went into her home, born and raised in that same place. And there she was with what she had, the nothing that she had, still being generous with what she had in front of her. So every aspect I got to see, people that had nothing, but they have hands and feet and love in their heart and Jesus to share. You might feel like, well, I don't have anything. You've got your hands and your feet and the love of Jesus to share. And then the other end of the spectrum, the organization that we traveled with was called It's Not About Me. Oh, and if we can make our lives and our money not about us, there is nothing more rewarding. You can gain everything in this world, and there is nothing more rewarding than being generous to other people with that. So this other group that we traveled with, It's Not About Me organization, is a group of ladies. There's some men too that are involved, but they're CEOs of their own companies. They're entrepreneurs. They have successful businesses, and they're very well off. They could actually be going on vacation every single day or spending their time at the spa, but it's not what they choose to do because they were generous in their hearts. And they choose every single day to sponsor these organizations. There was a home for orphaned and abused children. The one woman that started and founded It's Not About Me sponsors personally three of those houses with 10 children in each one of those houses, taking care of, making a dent in what they can do. So finding such fulfillment in their generosity. And we as a church, when we are generous, we're able to give to every good work. So whatever level you may be at, be generous. It's God's heart. And then we're able to, even in our own communities, many of you are so generous and we're able to have such a great impact. I saw pictures this last week. I was in South Africa, but I saw pictures this week, past week, and I don't think Ed's still here. But we have a man that gave money to rent out Eldridge Park so that our Wednesday night kids could go and ride rides and have food and have a fun time. Listen, you are generous people, and God loves a cheerful, generous giver whose heart is in their giving. So this morning, if that's you, your heart is in your giving, stand to your feet. We're going to make our supernatural declaration and give to the Lord. And Deuteronomy 28, if you'll repeat it after me, because in this house we just repeat, and then after we repeat this, we bring our gifts and our giving to the Lord. Amen? So we're not going to pass a plate, but we want you to bring your gift, your generosity to the Lord. So it says, if I obey, then I am blessed going in, and I am blessed going out. Blessed in my storehouse. I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. If you're watching by a live stream, you can click on the giving button or text to give right along with us.
Praise the Lord. Well, we have a baby dedication this morning. We could have all the family come on up. Don't you love baby dedications? Add into the kingdom. I love the fact that we get to have the privilege as parents to be able to make sure that we lead our children right and correct. Hi, Auntie. How are you? I'm blessed. This is my family as well. Is there a baby? I was going to hold you, but I think you're too big. Where, oh, where have the babies gone? what we call dead air. I don't know what to say. Okay, say something. Say hi. We had some, is Bridget still here? Where's Bridget? Hi, Bridget. We love you, honey. As many of you know, you gave to their family last week. Her baby is needing a miracle. Amen. And so we're believing God for a miracle. Can we pray for her? Just reach your hand out. Father, we speak right now over this baby in Jesus' name. We declare, God, a miracle. Lord, you do them so easily. We call, Lord, a brand new heart into this child. And Father, that he will have a working heart with no issues. Jesus, you work miracles, you show miracles, and Lord, right by this prayer right now, we ask that you reach out of heaven and drop down one into the boy in Jesus' name, and we give you glory and honor. Lord, also bless Bridget. Lord, we rebuke any sickness or disease that tries to come on her body, and bless her husband and the family in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. She came all the way down from Rochester to be here this morning. You guys got matching outfits on? That's stinking cool. We want Daddy to wear that too. Hi. How are you? Are you having a great day? Huh? Look at the babies. They're all lining up. I'm blessed. They're all family, but I'm blessed that actually physical families, my family's right here. They all moved in from New Hampshire and Massachusetts, moved down here to be part of the house of God. What a tremendous blessing. My cousin Karina and Paul are here, and Uncle Harold. What are you doing down there? Oh. Our family actually moved from New England to come down here to be part of this church, all the way in New York. We're very blessed. And Zach found a beautiful young lady. She's just a phenomenal woman. Her name is Heather. We love you, Heather. She led pretty much her whole family. She's like the Pied Piper of the Spirit with her family. She started bringing her family. They're getting saved and set free. Her mama got born again, and her daddy got born again. And we can go through the list of her sister gave her heart to the Lord at one point in time. And we can go through the list of people that have served God, all because of Miss Heather. And she found herself a good guy. Amen. So the baby dedication, as we all know, has very little to do with the babies. Babies don't know what's going on. I want to remind you, some of you were brought up in a more liturgical style church where when you baptize a child, that means they're going to heaven. I want you to know that's not what the Bible says at all. That dedication of a child means this, that we as the parents are giving the child back to God and saying, Lord, whatever you want to do with this child, we give this child to you. And that means that God can do anything. This, remember, happened all with a little boy in the Old Testament. It's called Samuel. And today we have the privilege of dedicating. You got her? Olivia, are you ready? We're going to pray for you, honey. Do you see that look? Don't touch me. Do you ever notice I don't hold the babies? Oh, that's right. You were baptized last week. Good job. So I just want to pray, Father, we just thank you for this family. We thank you for Olivia. God, we declare in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you have a phenomenal plan for this family. Lord, we speak over Zach and Heather and over their children and over Olivia, who's being dedicated. And we give her back to you, declaring, Jesus, you can do it in her life as you will. For, Lord, we know that we can trust you with her life. God, we thank you that today you're going to surround her, protect her, use her for your glory. Lord, use her at a very young age, that Jesus, she may lead many people to you at a very young age in Jesus' name. Lord, we just speak to the family, and Lord, we challenge them in the Spirit to always show her how to pray, how to read the Word, how to walk correctly, that, Lord, she'll say, I want to be like my family who follows God. And so, Lord, we just thank you for her life, and we dedicate her to you and declare that she is yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I should have brought some candy with me. There you go. Very good. Can you give him a hand clap? Thank you, guys. We love you. Well, today we get to celebrate something really quick. We're very late, and so we're going to celebrate quickly. My wife's birthday. Amen. I don't know. Are you here? There she is. I don't have a microphone. Do you have a microphone? Hold on. I got one over here. This is Terry, one of her oldest friends of 55 years.
Wow. Just because you're old. So how many of you know what yesterday was? Pastor Cody and Mindy's wedding anniversary. September 1st. It was also what we wish was the 29th birthday of my oldest and dearest friend. I know, right? That'd make me 29 too. I've had the awesome, amazing privilege of knowing this woman since we were in junior high. We were just 12 years old when we met. And she'd sit in the back of the classroom doodling while telling me to turn around, be quiet, and listen to the teacher. She taught me how to catch fish, but more importantly, she taught me what a true woman of God is. She showed me God's love even when I wasn't serving him, and she never gave up on me. She's an amazing example of the love of Jesus. Her heart is love for each and every person that she meets. She spends countless hours in prayer seeking God for all of us here today. We are her family. She's a shining example of a woman after God's own heart. Some wives are content to sit and smile, but she runs right along past her, and boy, does she make him look good. Amen. May we never forget how truly blessed we are with the inspiring and sometimes difficult teachings from Women's Encounter to No More Hurt. Her testimony touches people all over the world. Can we all stand and celebrate her today, the First Lady of His Tabernacle Family Church, and praise and thank our Heavenly Father for this awesome woman of God.
Praise the Lord. She's pretty good. I mean, we've been married 28 years and we still like each other.
Yeah, I love
you. Amen. Can we sing to her? I'll start, all right? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Foxy Lady. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Many of you don't know, but honestly, without her, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be standing here today. She gave up her greatest dream. Her greatest dream in life was to raise her children at home. And she gave up that dream for 5 years so that I could be here at the church for 5 years. And she went full-time in ministry, full-time in work. So I just want to say thank you so much for allowing God's vision to happen. Thank you for being my wife. Well, today I want to preach a message that's going to be really short. No, it actually is. I'm going to preach short today because I just want to share with you something on my heart that God's laid on my heart recently. And we've been praying about it and talking about it. But this is the year of divine connections. What I've been sensing in my spirit, there are a lot of people that have had a strong, passionate, divine connection with God, yet over time, that connection starts to spark off, starts to have misconnection, starts to no longer have the same effect. And it's a burden on my heart to make sure that each one of us, if we're in a rut, we can kick the ends out of our rut and keep on a running. Can I hear an amen? So you and I must be a divine connection because we are the connection for somebody else to know Christ as their personal Savior. Without you and I, God only has one plan. That's plan A. Turn to someone and say, your plan A. Come on, tell somebody else, your plan A. There's only one plan in heaven to see people born again, and that is that you and I share the gospel, that we are a divine connection for somebody else. So there's a necessity to make sure that our connection with God is strong and is powerful. What has been laying on my heart recently is simply this, is that many of us have had a true, genuine, supernatural God experience that we cannot deny, but that we have lived so much in that, that that has become stale to us and our passion is starting to wane. There's a need to know that we must be passionate about Jesus, and the old is okay, the old is a great memory, the old is a great memorial, but you can't live in your old if you're going to have passion for your future. Say amen. Amen. One more time, amen. Amen. I'd like you to open your Bibles with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 78, 24 and 25. You see, this is not a new concept. This is something that God was speaking to the children of Israel about all the way back when they got out of Egypt. In Psalm 78, 24 and 25, it says this, God rained down manna upon them to eat and gave them food from heaven. Man did eat the bread of angels. God sent them food in abundance. Back in those days, what God did was to make sure that his children were well fed, he gave them something called manna. It was a wafer that tasted like honey. But you know what's really cool about that? That it was not just a wafer that tasted like honey. The Bible said it was sweet. But it had all the nutrients in it to make sure that they physically would be healthy. How in the world can you have a little wafer that tastes like honey and that's going to make sure that it sustains you? It gives you all the vitamins, all the nutrients, all the supplements necessary. How is that possible? I'll tell you how. Because God gave it to him. Whatever God gives you will always sustain you. Whatever God gives you will always give you all that you need to be successful on this planet and best of all in heaven. Can I hear an amen? So he gave it to them and he said, listen now, every day I want you to go out and I want you to gather enough for you to eat for that day. Except, of course, on the Sabbath, which you would gather the day before, enough for 2 days. And he said this, he said, listen, I gave it to them in abundance. The mindset of God is that God never gives us just enough, but God always gives us an abundance, for he abundantly blesses us. Come on now, he gives us above what we could even ask or even imagine. You see, the awesome part about God is that everything we need to sustain is in him. And so here they go out, they grab it, they take it, and some of them decide, well, I'm going to get extra because I'm a little pig. So they start sticking it in places in their tent and in their pocket. Who knows where they stuck it? But they got up the next morning and something happened to that manna. It changed. It was yesterday's sustenance, but today, it was moldy and wormy. You see, many of us have had this touch from heaven that is real. Many of us have had this supernatural experience with God that is undeniable. We have had an experience with Jesus that is so real that we've told other people, and for even time, we've had passion and drive, and it is something that moves us. But over time, what happens is when you keep having that only as your food, when your past is all that you have, then you have no future. There's a need to thank God for where you've been, but God's got a place for you to go. There's a thank God for the supernatural experience you had with him here, but God has another one here, and another one here, and another one here, and another one here. Heaven is not lacking in a supernatural experience for your life, and thank God for what he did here, but God has more for you over here. See, the children of Israel, they had that manna every day, that fresh food every day. They had what they called the food of the angels every single day. And we have the same privilege because we have the opportunity to stand before the throne of God boldly and bring our petitions to him. And God will bless us. Why? Because we're his kids. Every single day we have the opportunity to be in the very presence, the literal presence of God, to get our fresh food every single day. John chapter 6, 50 and 51 says it this way. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Turn to someone and say, thank God I don't want to die. Jesus said this, I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I will give for life of the world is my flesh. How many of you remember that undeniable touch from God that you had in your life? Well, there's a lot that didn't, so we're going to have a kumbaya moment right about now. I said, how many of you had a supernatural experience from God that you cannot deny? You might want to deny it, but you can't deny it. You just know that you know that you know Jesus showed up in your life. Amen? How many of you thank God for that moment? You can look back on the moment, it always brings you brings you happiness and a smile on your face when you start to remember it. You see, that was that first manna. That was that first collection. But there comes a time when you take all the nutrients out of that and you must have more. Some of us have become satisfied with our old instead of dissatisfied with our old. Well, the Bible says be satisfied in all situations. Well, you know what? When you and I have an insatiable hunger for Jesus Christ, then our old blessing with God is good. But that is to be built upon by going after the next level in Jesus Christ. You see, God loves you so much. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you so desperately. God loves you so much that he doesn't want you just to get saved. He wants an intimate relationship with you. He wants to walk with you and talk with you. He wants to whisper in your ear. The Bible says these are the sons of God who are led by the Spirit of God. He wants to guide you. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. By the Spirit of God who lives within you, experience after experience, relationship level after level, God wants to bring you so close to him that a whisper is what you respond to. You see, each one of us need to know that this is what God's plan is for our life. See, there's two types of bread. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a bread guy. Anybody out there a bread guy? Or a girl? This is white bread. I've got really good insight for you. Bad. White bread is really not good for you. There is no nutritional health in this piece of bread, almost bread at all. But I will tell you, there is no such thing as a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich without white bread. Can I hear an amen? Man, there is nothing like, come on now, there is nothing like toasted white bread with gobs of butter that start to pool in the corners where you take cinnamon and sugar and you start spreading it on and you've got just, there's nothing like it. But it doesn't matter. This really is bad for you. I mean, when you start realizing that it might taste good, it might look good, but it has no nutritional value to it at all, it's something that you should not be eating. Can I hear an amen? Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You go to that Italian restaurant, and they bring out that thing of white bread, you know, the thick stuff, and they bring out the butter, and you go through all of the bread, and when the spaghetti comes out, you're not even hungry. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You know, it wasn't just the bread, but you put 4 pounds of butter on there. Jesus is good. Or you're at home, so what you do at home is, you know, you get the spaghetti and you take out the white bread and you start layering it into the white bread. Can I hear an amen or oh my? But when you start to look at this, there is no health in this at all. The only thing that this white bread will do for you is make you gain weight. Amen. Boy, it got awful quiet in the house this morning. Enriched wheat flour. Flour, malted barley flour, reduced iron, niacin, thiamine, riboflavin, folic acid, water, sugar, yeast, soybean oil, salt, wheat gluten, calcium, monoglycerides, datum, don't even know what a datum is. Calcium sulfite, soy lecithin, citric acid, grain vinegar, potassium iodate, monocalcium phosphate. Yes. You don't even know what's in here. But it's amazing how we'll go and we'll eat this bread knowing that it's not going to have any nutritional value at all. But then there's another type of bread. I don't know if you've ever heard it or not, but you can't buy this in the bread section of the supermarket. You actually have to go to the frozen section. Why? Because it is Ezekiel bread. Now, if you don't know that, that's a hint. That's a hint. Ezekiel, Bible Ezekiel. Ezekiel 4:9. There's an actual recipe in the Bible of how to make bread that is healthy. Do you want to know why you can't buy this in the bread section? Because it's different from dead bread. Dead bread. This bread actually has living organisms in it. This bread actually is alive. This bread, actually, when you eat it, does not go to carbohydrates, but it goes and is processed as a protein because it's living bread. Dead bread, living dead bread. Dead bread, living bread. Let's try that three more times. Dead bread, living bread. Dead bed, living bread. Dead bed, dead bread. Dead bread. Jeepers. A tough one. Old experience with God, fresh experience with God. Old, fresh. Old, fresh. It's when you look back on it, it tastes good, smells good, makes a great peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Can I hear an amen or oh my? But it has no more health to it. No more ability to give you what's necessary to be healthy in the future. You see, you and I need to go to our relationship with the Lord and say, am I living in the old and dead bread, or am I living in the new, the Ezekiel, the passion of God, the fresh touch of heaven, the fresh outpouring of Jesus? I have and need a relationship with God that is so real, that is so powerful, that thank God for where I've been, but I can't wait to have him take me where I'm going, because God's got more for me than just what's in my past. Can I hear an amen? Amen. You see, it's necessity that we get a hold of this. You know, I like food. And I have an issue. I have an issue with Pop-Tarts. I just have to make a confession. No, not just Pop-Tarts. I have a real issue with cinnamon Pop-Tarts. You know, the cinnamon Pop-Tarts, this is what you do with them. I don't tell anybody. But what you do is they come two in a packet. You all know that, right? Two in a packet. So you open the packet and you put it in the toaster. And in the toaster, you let it get nice and brown. And then you pop it out. Come on now. And then you take your knife and you put little slits in the back of it, you know. And then you take the butter and you start to smear it on top as it starts to melt inside. Come on now. Can I hear a witness in this place? This is a God discussion right now. And so all of a sudden, it is just absolutely saturated with butter. It's getting a little loose, but it doesn't matter, because when you put that in your mouth, the glaze has now have a little hardness to it, and then you get that cinnamon burst as the butter just erupts in your mouth, and you say that, here's my problem. I can't just eat one packet. I've got to have more. I've got Pop-Tart-itis. I've got to have more Pop-Tarts. I've got a passion. If I eat a Pop-Tart, I can't even have it in my house. It's a horrible thing. That passion that I have for Pop-Tarts, so many people have for their past experience. This they're so driven to keep going backwards. They're driven to stay in their old. They're driven to stay in that past relationship with God so desperately that this is their identity. But God is saying, I got a new package for you, by the way. I've got a new box for you, by the way. It's never, I'm not gonna, I need a passion for God like I have for Pop-Tarts. Can I hear an amen? I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want a greater relationship with God than I've ever had before. And you know what's great about God? Is he wants you more than you even want him. God is after you like a box of Pop-Tarts. Listen, you're never going to look at Pop-Tarts the same ever again in your life. Because every time you look at Pop-Tarts, you're going to say, God wants me. God wants me. Listen, God wants you so bad that he's never going to be just satisfied with one package in your life. God wants to open up a box. He wants to open up a case. He's going to bring a shipment via tractor, trailer, truck. And he's going to say, this is what I've got for you. This is what I want for you. This is my passion for you. This is my drive for you. And you see, everything about God is that he's passionate and loving. He desires you because he loves you. I got a text just today, and it was, well, you know, I'm not sure if I'll ever be good enough for God. And I've got great news. Nobody in this room, nobody on the planet will ever be good enough for God. Amen. This is what I love about him. You don't need to clean yourself up. He said, listen, I love you the way you are, but I love you so that you can't stay the same. Amen. Everything that God does is driven by love. And the greatest love that he has is he wants a relationship with you. Some of you are satisfied with your salvation relationship, and thank God you accepted Jesus as your Savior, but that wasn't the end, that's the beginning. Church is not your answer, Jesus is your answer. It's so easy to become religious, because what is religion? Religion is just simply saying, I have a way of life. There are religious smokers, there are religious tokers, there are religious, we can go through the list of religious. Religious swearers, there are religious workers. There are religion just means you have a way of life. But you see, when it's living and it's real, when your relationship is alive, it's completely different from just religion. There's something that's inside of you that is burning. It's like the prophet declared, it's like a fire shut up in my bones. When you have a relationship with the Lord and it's a live relationship, a living bread. Jesus said, if you take of the living bread, you know the word living, there's words of it in the Greek. One is zoe, the God kind of life, but this portion is not zoe. This portion is zeo. And it simply means that God will give you all the sustenance you need. All the energy you need, all the power you need to have the bread of life and live blessed. So many of us are just willing to live in that yesterday's and not to have our new today's. You know, we get them in different ways. Sometimes it's in church. God will give us a fresh touch in heaven in church. Sometimes it's in your shower. Sometimes it's in your car. It really doesn't matter where it happens, but what matters is that you are saying, Jesus, I need a Pop-Tart experience with you. God, I need a drive. I need a passion. Lord, I need you like I've never needed you before. When that starts moving in your heart, it changes everything. You see, I've got great news for you. Before you knew him, he loved you. Before you thought you wanted him, he already is pursuing you. You see, that's the great part about our God. His love is everything. You cannot do anything that God didn't already know you were going to do. And he still loves you. Turn to someone and say, I think that's a good God. You see, this morning, this is the passion of heaven. God has unconditional love for you. I love this. His love is uncaused. You can't earn it. His love is unreasonable. It makes no sense for the amount of times that he's been rejected by us. His love is unending. It will never cease. His love is unlimited. It can never be used up or drained. His love is unchanging. It's constant. It doesn't even rely upon our choices. God can't love you more today than he did yesterday. God's love is uncomplicated. He said, be just like a little child and come unto me. His love is unconditional. He loves everybody. And his love is true love, and it heals. Unlike human love that is flawed and always hurts. I've watched people have so much passion for another person, and I've watched it end up in catastrophe. Because human love is never consistent. It doesn't matter if you love them, you'll hurt them. Listen, if you've been in any relationship, you've experienced people turning on you, if you've experienced people rejecting you, if you've experienced people lying to you. But yet I've watched people, they still pursue those relationships with passion, with pop talk passion. But I want you to know today that that love is always unsustainable. There's only one love that is truly sustainable. And if you had that experience with Jesus here, that is awesome, that truly transformed your life, that truly was a God experience, but yet you've stayed there, I want you to know your pop tarts are getting moldy, that you got a hold of some dead bread, and it's time to have living life breathe back into your heart. It's time for you again to get passionate and say, Jesus, it is all about you. I want you with all my heart, all my mind, all my body, and all my strength. God, I'm going to realign myself, and I'm going to say, Jesus, I might not even know how, but I need a greater passion for you in my heart. You see, this is what happens in the body of Christ. This is why people come and people go. It's not that God isn't good. But if you live back there so long, you'll only eat moldy bread. Anybody here eat moldy bread? First service, we had people raising their hands. I asked one guy if he cut it out, and he said no. Just ate moldy bread. Nobody here, we see moldy bread, what do? We throw it away. But we look at our religion and we say we're okay. When God is saying, listen, I gave that to you not as your one life experience, but as the launching pad for you to be changed from glory to glory, from faith to faith. So my question to each one of us is simple. Where are you living? What is your Pop-Tart passion? Really, where, if you were brought back and said, my greatest experience with God is, and you said even 6 months ago, you've waited too long. Yeah. God's not going to hold anything back from you. He loves you. Your old is gone. It's molded and it's wormy. When was the last time you had something new? When was the last time you had a fresh touch from the Holy Spirit? That you just shake your head and you go, man, that was all God. I don't know about you. I have to have that. Because remember, it's the bread of life that keeps me sustained. The dead only makes me fat. So every day I spend my time with Jesus. I do that because I can't afford to be unhealthy. Where are you spending time with the Lord? When was the last supernatural, genuine God experience that you can't shake? That when I say it, your mind immediately goes. How long ago? Can I challenge you today in the spirit? Can I challenge you today as your pastor? The world is desperately needing divine connections. People that don't have an old thought of God, but have a new fire of God in their spirit. They need to see life erupt within our hearts. They need to see a passion of Christ so powerful that they cannot get away from you because you're magnetized by the Holy Spirit. When was the last time you were touched by God so deeply, so powerfully, so supernaturally? Naturally, that you cannot shake the moment. I challenge you. He's here today to touch you. He loves you. God needs you. Not just to suck air and die and go to heaven, but to lead people to Christ. You're here for a reason, for a purpose. You have destiny. And I challenge you today, if it's been a long time, get some umption in your gumption and say, Jesus, I got to get a hold of you. Amen. For some of you, it's been too long. You know how you can look at a piece of bread and see it's molded? You can look at Christians and see they're molded too. Don't get mold on you. Get some living bread. Amen. Go to Ezekiel. Don't read Ezekiel. Go to Ezekiel. I just want us to sing a song. Can we stand this morning? We're going to do something just a little bit different. And I want you to ask the Holy Spirit just to move in your life. It's an old song, but it can have a new move. Touch heaven this morning. You know, it's amazing. We did 7:15 prayer this morning. And I had them play the same song for 45 minutes. And you know what's wild? Some people, it actually took almost 40 minutes before they broke through in the spirit. Some of us are just so busy in our flesh that we won't give God enough time to truly change us. Listen, you're not going to have true joy and true happiness without Christ. Come on, you know that. So with all you're getting, get God. Let's make him first. Amen.
Yeah. Jesus at the center of it all.
Jesus.
Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus at the center of my life. Jesus at the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you.
Jesus, we only know one thing. That is, church without you means nothing to us. We declare, as Moses declared, we're going nowhere without you. We're not moving forward. We're not moving backwards until we hear, until we see you move in us and through us. Lord, I pray that our hearts will be realigned. I pray that a new breath of heaven will be breathed into our spirit. I pray, God, that the fire of heaven will again erupt within us, that God will have the passion like we've had when we were first saved. Lord, I thank you that you've never given up on us. And that, Lord, every time we make you the center, you start to take over again. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh shall live according to the faith of the Son of God. We worship you. Can we sing that just one more time? God's healing someone's gallbladder right now in the name of Jesus. I command right now, God, health, no more stones. I command them to dissipate, disappear in Jesus' name.
Nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters.
Nothing. In this world.
Prayer team, come. If I could have the pastors as well, just gather around the altar. This morning, I want to give you an opportunity to come and get ministered to in the Spirit. Some of you need that fresh fire of heaven just burning again in your heart. You're saying, well, you know, Pastor, I don't need anybody to do that with me. That's true, you don't. But when two touch one thing, it shall be done. And man, when the anointed lay a hand on you, God will move through you. If you bow your head to me just for a moment, today if you do not know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, your pop-tartitis is towards a person, towards a career, towards your money, towards the world, I want you to know that all of that is going to end up not fulfilling your life. I'm not saying it's not fun. I'm not saying that it's not fun now, but there is going to come an end when you're going to find that it holds nothing. You're going to have to keep popping from one brand to the next. But today, Jesus, he said, if you take of me the living bread, you will never hunger again. Yeah. Today, if you do not know Jesus, I don't have a religion for you to join. I don't have a church for you to join, but I got a Savior who wants to call you son and daughter.
Yeah.
Today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, you want him in your life, I want to lead you to the best friend you're ever going to have. If you're in a backslidden position, I want you to know that God will restore you in milliseconds and give you a brand new experience with him. If that's you this morning, you want to give your heart to Jesus or want to get right with God, if you'll just raise your hand up, I want to pray with you real quickly. Is there anyone this morning? I'm not going to wait real long. 5, 4. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. 3. Come on, get your hand up. 2. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to call one more. Come on. 3. Get your hand up. 2. Last call. I see that young lady. Oh, it's a young man right there. I see him. I'm in the back. Last call. 1. Thank you. I see that. I want you to know that today you're making the best decision of your life, and God's going to give you a supernatural experience. How do I know that? Because the Bible says that your spirit will bear witness with his spirit that he's one with you. Today, if you raise your hand for salvation, I'm going to ask you to be brave. You raise your hand for rededication, I'm going to ask you to be brave. I want you to step right out of your seat. I want you to meet me right down here, right now. Come on, give my hand clap as they come. Come on, be brave. All the people that raise their hands just need one brave person. Why don't you all turn to the person next to you and say, listen, I'll go with you if you want me to. Come right out of your chair. Oh, I'm not going to wait. Come on, this is your moment. Jesus said, if you deny me before man, I'll deny you before my Father. I'd like you to meet me right over here with Mindy. There you go. Right on over here. Right on over here. Come on, give me a hand clap. Don't let heaven outshout you this morning. Amen. I'm so proud of you. Whether it's your first time or you're rededicating your lives, I just want you to know I'm very, very proud of you. Because God's got a great plan for your life. And today, God's going to give you a supernatural moment that you'll be able to remember. But remember, this is the beginning, not the end. It's just the first step, not the last step. God's got so much that's awesome for you. So don't ever stop. Just keep moving forward. Amen. If you go with Mindy right now, she's going to pray with you, get you a Bible. Want to make sure that you know what you know. Here we go. If you need prayer, step right out of your chair right now. Step right out of your chair. Get up and find somebody near the front of the altar. Find someone to pray with you this morning. If you want more of God, get right out of your chair. Come find somebody to minister to you today. Father, I just release blessing on all those that are ready to go. Lord, bless the cupcakes and celebration of Pastor Rhonda. God, we just want to thank you for this awesome day that we can serve you all the rest of our lives. Lord, remind us that we want more of you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. We love you. Serve God with all of your heart. Have an awesome day, an awesome Monday too.